You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trenaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 53, Evolution Requires Positive Energy. In this episode, I would like to share a powerful insight with you, one that Spirit revealed to me. In our last show, Water is Magical, we discussed the reason why water is sometimes referred to as a liquid crystal. It has the same powerful properties as quartz crystals and even more, because it is a liquid. For today, I want to begin laying a foundation for the argument that we as humans are formed of these crystals that make up our bodies. We have strong evidence that coherent crystals cannot form unless they are activated by positive energies. So this means in order for us to evolve on an energetic level, we must first be exposed to positive energy in all its forms. We can deduce by this information that in our evolved state, we would exude more of the characteristics of the crystals that make up our bodies. We may very well be crystal beings of light. We are not able to see who we are at this point in our evolution. The current perception of the body is false, and it keeps us from seeing the truth of who we are. We already emanate light from each and every cell, but because of our undeveloped state, this light is too faint to be seen by the human eye. The light that emanates from the human body is evident when viewed with the proper equipment. But as we continue to evolve, our light will become more evident and more visible to the human eye. At this point, there are many things that you do not see about yourself. This is why we need to look deeper into the body and the cells to see ourselves from the level of the microcosm in order to begin to understand ourselves in the macro or larger perspective. You cannot be made up of something and not have those same characteristics also be a part of you. It is impossible because it is what you are made of. But perception is very powerful because it creates your reality. This is why we need to begin to look at the body from a different perspective in order to see ourselves more accurately. We have to embody the same qualities as crystals because the water that makes up our bodies does. Our physical structure is very sophisticated, but more easily understood when we look into the more basic microcosmic structure of it. We are beginning to break down the body into its smaller parts in order to see what we're actually made of. We have the fundamental elements already in place. They are there to help us evolve. Now the question becomes, what are we evolving into and what do we require in order to evolve? We know that we have not yet completed our evolution because we have 12 strands of DNA and only 2 of them are active. That is, if you don't buy into the idea that the other 10 strands are junk DNA, like we're told. Then you understand that those other 10 strands have the power to transform our lives. There is a lot more information being stored in those dormant strands of DNA, and they have the power to change everything about us. Spirit told us that we have been stuck in an evolutionary stage of development that is comparable to that of the caterpillar, and that once we evolve, we will have our own form of a butterfly. This is, of course, a metaphor, but it serves to make a point. We have been told that our metamorphosis will be just that dramatic, and that it has been stagnated for a very, very long time. To some of you, this may sound like science fiction, but more often than not, we discover that truth is almost always stranger than fiction. We have so much to rediscover about ourselves, and there is a reason why much of this information has been hidden from us. Let's now talk about evolution in a non-traditional sense. We started the discussion about our spiritual evolution in episode 14. So if you have not listened to that episode yet, then I highly recommend going back and listening to it, or even listening to it again, because it will help you understand where I'm going in this show. I will reiterate something that we discussed in that episode, and that is that Spirit has told us that all manifested energy is constantly evolving to become ordered. This is what Dr. Yamoda witnessed in the water crystal formations, a coherent pattern of energy being formed. But one of the most important parts of his research was that he discovered that manifested energy that was exposed to negative vibrations could not fully evolve. It either had no form at all, or it partially developed. This is powerful, and this is what is playing out on the microscopic level of our being. So I'm going to say it again. If manifested energy is exposed to negative influences, it cannot evolve. Now we can begin to understand how we have become so stagnated in our evolutionary process. We are being exposed daily to harmful negative vibrations in many, many forms, through our own thoughts and feelings, as well as through outside negative influences. It has served to create incoherence within our being, and it has affected our ability to evolve. This is one example, using water crystals, to visually see the effects of negative energy. We can also look at some psychological studies that were done years ago on school children. These results were so powerful and damaging that they are no longer permitted to be performed. In one study, a classroom of children were split into two groups. One group was praised and rewarded for everything they did, and the other was ignored and told that they were not completing their work right. Even though some of the highest scoring students were in the group that was not rewarded and told that they were not doing their work right, they were still severely affected by the negative feedback, and their grades began to drop because of it. They began to quickly lose confidence in their ability to solve the simplest of problems and began to show clear signs of low self-esteem. The other group was being praised and rewarded for everything they did, and most of these children consisted of the lowest scoring students in class. Soon they became the highest scoring students, and nothing changed except for the praise. Many of these psychological tests were performed early in the 1900s and mid-1900s to better understand how much influence a teacher had on the learning capacity of a child. They have since banned these kinds of tests because they were very damaging to the subjects. The reason that I use this experiment as an example was to further show you what happens to us when we're exposed to negative energies. They manifest in many forms, some of which are negative feedback, being ignored, not being appreciated, and not feeling love, to name a few. We don't do well in these kinds of environments. We stop evolving. Simply put, negativity retards our growth and begins to kill our spirit. The same test proved that whenever love and praise was given, the individuals always flourished. The results were always positive, and didn't matter if the tests were done on people, plants, animals, or even with water. So how can we respond well to negativity when the water that makes up our bodies, that makes up plants and animals, doesn't? The study of water crystal formations has taught us much more than what seemed obvious at first. Along with the other incredible findings, we prove that humans need positive energy, just like water, in order to evolve. Everything grows with love and positive energies. We need love in all its forms in order for us to grow stronger, smarter, happier, healthier, and so on. Growth is a form of evolution, and it's clear that we require positive energies in order to grow. This would explain why Spirit has told us to avoid negativity in all its forms, because it prevents us from becoming who we were born to be. It prevents us from evolving. We'll continue to look into the human body and our next episode to uncover what else we have in common with crystals. Thank you again for taking the time out of your busy day to listen to this podcast. Please remember to share this episode with someone you know it would resonate with. Until our next show, be loved, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.